Begin in the book of Galatians this evening. Galatians chapter 6, and I'll read a few verses here. Some very practical applications of Paul's instruction to the church at Galatia that are most suitable to us as well. Brethren, he says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But every man, let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden, but let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. There are some things in God's Word that are simply laws of life. Of course, we can look about us and see that the law of God's nature is simply in place, and nature does what it does. The fall follows the summer, the winter follows fall, and spring follows the winter. God has put these things in order. It seems a little confused sometimes here in South Carolina, for it feels very much like late spring today, and it's really the middle of February, and it seems like it ought to be colder than it is, but then it's not uncommon for things to be that way here in South Carolina either. But the seasons follow one after another. The trees lose their leaves in the fall. They come back forth again in the spring. God has simply set his creation in order in this fashion. There are some things that are just a matter of fact because God has made them so in this universe. And this particular text, read this evening in verse 8, Galatians chapter 6 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting. Be not deceived. Don't be fooled. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In considering that text, there is a passage in the book of Judges, Judges chapter 1, that just comes to life as an illustration of this truth of God's Word. And as life goes, what goes around comes around. And so we read from Judges chapter 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. And Judah said unto Simeon, his brother, come up with me into my lot, that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their land, and they slew of them in Bezek 10,000. And they found Adonai Bezek in Bezek, and they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But Adonai Bezek fled, and they pursued after him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and great toes. And Adonai Bezek, this king of Canaanites, or one of the kings inside of Canaan, whom the children of Israel had conquered now, Adonai Bezek, said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. This king, Canaanites, had apparently had some measure of success in conquering a certain amount of territory round about him. And he had taken the thumbs and the great toes and cut them off of the 70 kings that he had conquered. Of course, if you don't have your thumbs, you can't grip anything without your thumbs. And a man can no longer be a soldier without his thumbs. He cannot grip a sword. He cannot grip a spear. He's greatly humble as a king. He has no strength. To be able to run without a big toe is extremely difficult. Walking becomes very awkward without the great toe, as it's described here in Judges. Well, Adonai Bezek was in the business of humbling these kings from this region round about him, and these 70 men that took meat under his table were apparently fed as the dogs would be fed, and cast the scraps from the king's table. They were humbled underneath his rule and his authority. Looked like he was getting away with his doings for an extended period of time. But be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And Adonai Bezek found the day when his own thumbs and his great toes were cut off. He died sometime later in the city of Jerusalem. The scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. My son David, who's oftentimes here with us, is a gardener in his genetic makeup. He doesn't do very much gardening. He can't do very much. He's a student in college, and the amount of gardening that he would like to do takes more time than a student that's in college can undertake. But we're not very far from the time when he is going to be digging in this plot of the raised bed that we've got in our backyard. Some railroad ties have bordered it and stands up so high, and we've put some very nice dirt and keep adding mulch to it so it stays fresh. He is going to be digging in that. And it doesn't matter if he's got a test the next day. It doesn't matter what he's got coming up for assignments that are due. Somehow it's in his blood. He's going to dig in that garden. He's going to put some tomato plants out in that garden and probably a few other things because he has to. It's in him. Of course, when he puts a tomato plant out or he puts a tomato seed in that garden, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He's not going to get just one tomato. If I planted it, I might end up that way. But he's going to get more than one tomato on his tomato plant. These things that we sow oftentimes come in far greater quantity than what we might want. The liar, of course, finds himself untrusted, but sadly he'll find that people lie to him in return in great abundance. What we reap is far worse than what we've sown. The thief, of course, can have this same thing, who trusts a thief, but then the thief doesn't trust anyone because he's a thief in his heart and assumes everyone's going to treat him the way he's treated others, and they end up, of course, being robbed as well to a far greater extent. The scripture says, unjust gain, another will spend it. The thief's not prosper. It may appear to prosper. He may appear to prosper for a time. But the scriptures are true. Adonai Bezek looked very prosperous. He had all these kings at his feet. What a mockery. Boy, did he have a time at dinner as they would fight over the scraps underneath his table. Boy, it looked like he was prospering something awful. And it was something awful. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. David will plant his tomatoes and not become plants. The crop that he receives. Not come the next day. Sometimes things happen that way. Sometimes there's an immediate consequence to our sinful activities. Sometimes it's a little further down the road. The tomato plant takes a little while to get up and then gets the blossoms on it. And by and by you see the little hard green tomato starting to form and it begins to fill out. A little more, you see the red on it. And by and by you might have the big beefsteak tomatoes or the little cherry tomatoes, but you see them ripen after a couple of months' time or so. Sometimes what we sow does not come fruition immediately, but sometime down the way it will. This is simply the order that God has designed into this world. Sometimes he steps in with a very definite and specific judgment, but it's not needful unless he deems it needful. These things come along the way, just as a result of sowing what we sow. For with what measure ye meet, another text says, it shall be measured to you again. Those who are ugly to others, sharp, short, irritated in tone, will find themselves treated sharp and short, irritated tone. Oftentimes to a much greater degree than any amount they can dish out. For with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you, and don't be deceived, don't fool yourself. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But there is just as great a truth, just as mighty an undertaking that is described for us here. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. The rebellious will find themselves reaping a crop of rebellion. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And to those who sow kindness, generosity, let the give good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. The person who gives will know the generosity and the kindness of others. I have my sister-in-law, one of my wife's sisters, is someone who gives. If she has it in her hand and she sees somebody else could use it, she give it to them. Doesn't matter if she had a use for it or not. She just gives things away. She does so. She's done it all of her life. She's in her early 50s now, and if she has it, she gives it. It could be something in her grocery sack that she comes along and sees a friend or somebody in the community say, oh, here, would you like this loaf of bread? She just bought it out the store. And here, would you like this? People who give in such a fashion will know the kindness, the hands of others. For they that would sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The pain that Adonai Bezek came to suffer for the grief that he'd given to others, he came to suffer it for himself. But the opposite is just as true. Those that would sow righteousness will reap a crop of righteousness. For with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. This is that which God has simply set forth in his word. And it is a law that we can be certain will come to pass. Then he says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. The consequence of Adonai Bezek didn't come immediately. He had a measure of success. Or the consequence of obedience to the law of God. The man who says, I'm to work for my employer. This is my responsibility. I'm clocked in here. I'm clocked out at that part of time of the day. I'm to work and to work diligently during this time period. And I ought not to slough off or slack off, or he's left for a while so I can twiddle my thumbs for a while and steal from my employer. Rather, the one who labors in such a fashion will find that there is a reward. It may not come. It may not come from that employer. It may come somewhere else. But in due season shall reap, if you faint not. Those who honor right authority, father, mother, and others that are authority in their right place, may not see it at the moment. But in good time, in due time, there will be that reaping, just as my son does eventually get tomatoes on his tomato plants, and just as Adonai Bezek lost his thumbs and his great toes. Be not weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God has His promises for His people. The chapter begins with the word brethren. He's speaking to the people of God, to those who are the followers of Christ. And there is absolutely the truth of God's word that we can be absolutely certain of coming to pass. And His people, above all people of the earth, know the blessings that come from keeping His word. We take heart and are encouraged to follow after that which is set forth in this book that is before us. For in due season we shall reap, we faint not.